Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very special treat for you. I have a longtime friend, business associate in the studio with me. We need an update on healthcare, health insurance. You still have that, right? I hope so. Well, I've brought in a special guest, somebody I've known for a very long time, much longer than she nor I would care to admit. Lisa Farah is in the house. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, David.
It's good to have you.
Thank you very much.
I've known Lisa a long time, 20-some years, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Wow. We both look
exactly the same. I was going to say that. You beat me to it. Okay, so Lisa is a health insurance expert. We're going to call you that.
Thank you.
I'll say that. I don't know if you're allowed to say it, but I can say anything I want. My radio show. So, and she handles my company's health insurance, so I can vouch for what she does, and she's done a great job of helping us keep cost as much as we can under control. Farah Benefits Services is the name of her company, and the website is farahbenefits.com, F-A-R-R-A-H, benefits.com. And Lisa's going to give us an update on all things health insurance. So give us a skinny. Where are we now? I feel like it's that, you know, where are we now? Are we there yet?
Yes, we are there. When January 1st rolled around, it officially started. The renewals are coming in. If your group renewed January 1st, you're being forced to comply with all the new requirements. So it's here. It's definitely.
And what are the size companies that are affected? Let's break it down. Or is it everybody?
Everybody's affected.
Nice.
Individuals, all employers, as far as
and
the benefits.
So the requirements are that the health insurance companies have to offer plans that are in compliance with.
Correct.
The Affordable Care Act?
Correct.
Okay. So even though we hear a lot about, quote unquote, the exchanges and the websites working, that's all has to do with a lot of individual market stuff, people buying stuff as individuals, right?
That's correct.
But it's a lot of people don't know, but of course you very well know, and I know because you handled my renewal for me, that these changes are very quickly rippling through the group health insurance market.
Definitely.
The employer-based market.
Definitely, and they're all over the place. I mean, my first two renewals for January 1st, one of them was a 1% increase. Happened to be a group that was a little older, a little sicker. The second group was a 54% rate increase because they happened to be a little younger and a little healthier.
And that's because the whole idea is what are they doing? They're throwing us all in one big pot?
Correct. There's no more. It used to be in Florida, if you were a small employer, you could get a 15% discount if you had good health. Conversely, you could be rated up 15% if you had bad health.
Now no more of that.
No more of that.
So I can just go to McDonald's every day.
You can go to McDonald's every day.
Get that double fish sandwich. No, not that I know anything about that. Okay. But once in a while, I have to confess. So there is this ripple effect. And now, you know, the whole idea, I thought, Lisa, was with this Affordable Care Act that it was going to save us a bunch of money.
It's definitely not going to save us a bunch of money, but it is going to give us some nice benefits. As of January 1st, pre-existing is gone.
Gone, okay.
Gone, which is a big plus, you know, but that comes at a price. No more underwriting. So, again,
age?
It's guaranteed.
Is it age-based?
It's still age-based, okay. But they've changed the way they tier the ages. It used to be a 20-year-old male would be about 20% the rate of a 60-year-old male. A 20-year-old male would be about half the rate of a 20-year-old female. No more male-female rates, so it really helped the young females, really hurt the young males.
Sure.
And the ratio between the youngest and the oldest is now 1-3. So all the insurance companies had to totally adjust how they rate groups.
So the health insurance is being pasteurized, homogenized, and all mixed in together.
Yes, yes. So it helps some, and it hurts some. Also, deductibles have been regulated. Out-of-pocket maximums have been regulated. So all those things all at once.
Mm. So this is creating... So the obvious question, Lisa, and I know I think I know the answer, but for somebody who's out there who has a company or they have a business and they're trying to figure out what to do with health insurance, is there anything they can do about it? Is there shopping you can still do?
Definitely, definitely. All the carriers that we've had in our area are still offering group health insurance. I don't know why sometimes, but they are. and the prices are all over the place. Some of the carriers that we used last year that were extremely competitive, this is all new to them. It's all new pricing strategy. So some of them, I think, that were extremely competitive in the past have missed the mark this year.
Hmm.
Their rates are filed for the year. So it may be a year before some of these companies can adjust. Other companies that haven't historically been competitive in our area are now extremely competitive. So definitely shop, look at all the carriers, try to look at plan designs. You're pretty regulated. Almost all the plans have gone to the 6,350 max out-of-pocket allowed.
That's a lot.
It's not really a lot, though. If you think about it, it's like probably a half a day at the hospital.
Well, that's true, but
Yeah. And now today...
But when you say out-of-pocket, that means the person that's insured has got to pay that.
That's the most they'd have to pay, even if they had a $250,000 claim or $1 million
claim. I still think that's a lot.
it is a lot. Ooh. The nice thing about healthcare reform also is that now the plans have to include all of the copays. It used to be you had a deductible, you had coinsurance, you had copays. The max out-of-pocket didn't always include all of those things. Now with healthcare reform, all deductibles... all copays, including prescriptions, and your coinsurance, all has to apply to that max out-of-pocket.
Okay. All right. So they're creating pretty clear guidelines and snapping things into, you know, for those of us that think with spreadsheets in our mind, they're putting everything in spreadsheets. You can categorize it.
Correct.
And compare.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're just joining us, we're getting a very healthy update on health insurance from Lisa Farah. Farah Benefits Services, and the website is farahbenefits.com. Stay right there. We'll come back and I'll ask Lisa the question, what happens if they undo Affordable Care Act? Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with the health insurance guru that I've known for a long time, Lisa Farah, Farah Benefits Services, and it's farahbenefits.com. So I wanted to ask, I mentioned at least on the break, I wanted to ask her, we'll get to the if they unwind Obamacare, Affordable Care in just a second, but I wanted to ask her, you know, a lot of what we're talking about is with the employer-based plans. Let's now talk a little bit about the whole website, individual marketplace, subsidies, all that jazz. Great. So what's going on there? Who would go there and for what?
Yes, yes. We could probably spend hours talking about this, but I'll try to condense it. I'll try to condense it. We all know about, hopefully everyone knows about healthcare.gov.
Is that working yet?
It is working much better. I don't think it's working 100%. We're still getting emails where the carriers are not getting the data downloaded properly, but it's definitely working much better. If you are a person, a single person or a family looking for individual coverage, and your income is between 100% of the federal poverty level and 400% of the federal poverty level, that's probably the person that wants to go to the exchange because there are subsidies available. taxpayer subsidies. The taxpayers are going to help you with your premium. The taxpayers are going to help you.
Thank you for saying taxpayer, not government.
Yes, I try very hard to do that. And the taxpayers are going to help you with your deductibles. But let's say you're a person who makes either under 100% of the poverty level or over 400% of the poverty level. We still have guaranteed issue health insurance available to you. You can go to Blue Cross Direct. You can go to Humana Direct, Florida Healthcare, Aetna, United. You can call an independent agent like me, and we can get you quotes from all the carriers. Doesn't cost you any extra to use an agent. But up until March 31st, individual health insurance is guaranteed issue with no pre-existing limitations. If you wait beyond March 31st, we're going to have an annual open enrollment every year, so you'd have to wait until next year.
Kind of like Medicare and these others.
Exactly.
And this is true. This is a national deadline you're talking about.
Correct.
Because we have listeners all over the country now, Lisa.
That's correct.
Somebody listening in Washington State or California or New York, they can know that this March 31 deadline you're talking about for this year's enrollment.
That is correct. Okay. And they extended it. Next year, it's not going to be as long because you cannot have a plan that has no underwriting, no pre-existing limitations, and offer it year-round. Because people would wait until they were sick and they would sign up.
Good point, but don't be surprised if that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, people have. So there are multiple routes to healthcare. You can be on Medicare if you're over 65. You could be on Medicaid if you are below the poverty. Obviously, that the lower end. And then employer-based. And then you've got the going to the exchange as an individual and you get the subsidy. Or you can even go to the health insurance companies directly.
Correct.
That's a lot of choice.
It is a lot of choice. And everyone should definitely explore all their choices.
That makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
And I handle a lot of stuff in my head, Lisa. That makes my head hurt. I have to tell our listeners, you know, if they don't have an agent and they need somebody or they're not satisfied, you got to give Lisa a call. She's helped us immensely at my company, FarrahBenefits.com. And you helped us get in front of this and help to keep our costs down. We renewed early.
Yes.
So we'd have some time for this to all, you know, sort out.
Exactly.
Oh.
A lot of employers did that. So December 1st is going to be, of 2014 is going to be a big month.
What do you think, what would you say, Lisa, is how this is going to kind of continue to play out? Do you anticipate going, since a lot of people did renew early, you anticipate going into the end of 2014 that we could see, you know, in businesses like me, I've got 15 employees, we could see a big increase, or maybe by then it will shake out a little bit?
I'm hopeful it will shake out. It's very hard to say, but the president did say in November, he changed again and said, if you like your plan, you can keep it, and that turned out not to be true. He did give us one more year, so we probably will be able to renew through the election cycle our current plan, so it might be 2015 before it really starts to hurt bad.
This is where our radio doesn't do justice to the smirk that's on my face. I'm sorry. I just wish they would. Anyway, all right, we'll go there. But I think the key message here is that people need to be paying attention. And as you said, Lisa, look at all their options.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all their options. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Oh, we're going to get into it. Lisa says, we don't have to get into that. Say, oh, yeah, we are. We're going to talk about the, if you just joined us, Lisa Farrah is my guest today, FarrahBenefits.com. And I want to get into the whole, you know, tax or penalty or whatever you want to call it. So in order to get the you don't buy health insurance. This is a mandated thing, right?
Correct.
Everybody's got to buy it. So if you don't have it through an employer, you're not Medicare, you don't have it another way, you got to buy an individual policy.
That is
correct. Either by going directly to the one of the companies or going to that website, which I pulled up, by the way, healthcare.gov. During times of especially high demand, you may be queued to begin your online marketplace application to ensure the best possible shopping experience right across the top. Okay, so everybody's got to sign up, and of course the whole point is to get everybody covered, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So what if they don't?
What if they don't? And I'm hearing from a lot of people they're just going to pay the fine, penalty, tax. It was actually determined to be a tax.
And how do they calculate what that is?
For the first year, it is $95 per adult, $47.50 per child.
Per year?
Per year, which is very inexpensive, or 1% of your income. So if you made $25,000, you'd be looking at a $250 penalty.
Okay.
They're going to take it right off any refund that you have coming back to you.
So when you file your taxes, they have a way of knowing whether you've got the health insurance or not.
Correct.
They match it up with your social? That's got to be how they do it.
That's how
okay. So what about the subsidies? I hear a lot of things about that. So if somebody goes onto the website and the online marketplace and they say, okay, I want to get a plan. I don't make very much money. I want to try to qualify for a subsidy. They report their income?
Yes, it is self-report. It is on our system. You plug in what you're going to make in 2014, and as we all know, things change. You lose your job, you get a job, you get some overtime. So your income will fluctuate. Most of us don't know exactly what we're going to make for the year.
I say I'm going to make nothing?
If you say you make nothing, you're not going to qualify for a subsidy because you have to make at least 100% of the federal
what's
poverty
level ballpark?
$11,490
okay,
if you're
so
single.
So I'm going to say I'm going to make $12,000.
Correct.
And I go in and I get a pretty big subsidy, right?
Huge, 95% subsidized.
All right, so I'm rolling now.
Yeah.
Got my health insurance. I've got guarantee issue. I've got a really good plan. They're paying 95% of it. And then I've lied. Okay, so then what happens? Is there a way for them to cash that?
Yes. When you file your taxes, they're going to know exactly what you made. And if you didn't make that and didn't qualify for the subsidy, you will owe all of that money back.
Where the IRS and their enforcement division, that's why I guess they've hooked this health care to the IRS, because they've got the enforcers.
Correct. They will want that money back. They'll also want any deductible they subsidized back.
Nice.
So there is a way to change your status through the year. So if you did lose your job or did get a promotion, you can contact them and do an adjustment.
Who would you contact? The IRS? Or healthcare.gov?
Okay,
you go into the website and you have an online account and all that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because you call the IRS, they don't answer the phone.
No, that would not be the place to go. Yeah, don't call them.
Very interesting. This thing's got a lot of hair on it.
It really does. And people are going to wind up in trouble owing money that they didn't expect to owe.
So everything you need to know in life you learn in first grade or kindergarten, whatever that book is. Mm-hmm. So don't lie.
Don't lie.
Especially to the government.
Definitely. And there also is the subsidy is actually an advanced premium tax credit.
Nice.
Because it's a tax or a tax credit.
Right.
So that's why they would want their money back. There are also a lot of people that are not telling the truth about smoking because smokers can be rated up 20, 30, 50% with some companies.
How will they know if I smoke?
They ask.
Who does?
Healthcare? On the website.
What if I don't tell them the truth?
You don't tell them the truth. If you go into a doctor's office and tell them you smoke, the information
is going to flow back?
It could. It certainly could. You don't really want to lie about that. The subsidy does not help with any of the rate up for smoking.
Wow. What if the question is, do you smoke, yes or no?
It's not smoke, and I got to quit saying that. It's tobacco.
Oh, because if they say if you smoke, and I say, if my answer is smoke what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tobacco. I've got to get used to saying tobacco.
Okay, so it's nicotine use.
Yeah, I think it specifically says tobacco.
Well, what about
the e-cigarettes?
Skull Bandit and the stuff you pitch between your cheek and gum?
Well, that would probably count because that's tobacco.
Okay. They're on to us.
They're on to us.
Doggone it. Got to be honest. If you're just joining us, Lisa Fair and I are having a nice conversation about health insurance and trying to make some sense of this stuff and understand it. We're going to grab a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Lisa Fair is in the house in the studio with me here, fairofbenefits.com. She is Holland Financial's expert health insurance agent helping us for a number of years now. So if you need somebody, you want somebody to take a look at what's going on to help you navigate this whole healthcare thing, call Lisa and get in touch with her and she'll help you.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, okay, so here's the big what if, you know, because this is a big political thing. What if the healthcare law is either completely repealed or amended to where it just dies? How do you put the toothpaste back in the tube?
It's almost impossible. As you can imagine, it's going to be really hard to change a lot of the things. Like in November, when the president decided that small employers could keep their current plans, Aetna, for example, had already purged all of their prior plans.
Nice.
So had Blue Cross. Aetna decided not to let people, because the president put it on the insurance companies, decided not to let people keep their current plans. They just felt their system couldn't handle it. They were already down the road, and backing up was going to be impossible. Blue Cross, it took them a lot of work. All these things are extra money, extra manpower, extra time to undo what they had already done, and they are allowing groups to keep their current plans. So it's very hard when you make changes because every little piece affects some other part. And, you know, how
so
do we
unwinding this is going to be awfully, if that happens politically, that would make, it would be very hard.
It would be very hard. It's almost as hard as getting there. You know, do I want it to go away? Yes. Do I want the penalties to employers and individuals to go away? Yes. But it's very hard to make those things go away without losing all the good things that we gained with it, like no pre-existing and all those things.
Well, it is what it is. That's what they
yes.
say, right? So
yes.
you got to navigate it. I find it all very, you know, I have mixed feelings about it because I don't, you know, obviously I think a lot of people would agree that this is a government overreach. This certainly could be considered an intrusion. There's a lot of privacy concerns, you know, forcing somebody to buy something. But I can also, of course, see some of the, you know, some of the benefits
definitely
that comes with it. That so for employers, for the people out there with businesses and people, you know, dealing with employment type of arrangements, one of the other things I was going to ask you with a little bit of time we have left, Lisa, is how is this affecting, you know, is it affecting different employers of different sizes differently?
Definitely.
Or are we pretty much being all made the same, or is it different levels?
It's definitely different levels. If you're 51 plus in the state of Florida, it will eventually go to 100 plus. The insurance companies have to take you and have to offer these specific benefits, but they can rate you up still based on your health. So we've
seen
what about
for under 50?
Under 50 is still guaranteed issue,
okay.
No rate ups for medical conditions.
Now, I heard or have seen some big corporations just saying, you know what? We're not going to offer health insurance anymore. We're just going to give you money in your paycheck, basically. And your new health plan is at healthcare.gov.
The problem with that, there are a lot of problems. First of all, when you go to healthcare.gov or buy a policy on your own, unless you own your own business, you lose all tax exemption for that premium.
Well, there's some that argue that in and of itself is not, quote-unquote, fair that the business can even deduct that premium. They think that that's a, you know, a some sort of, because the business is paying for it, that but they shouldn't get the deduction.
Yes, right. That's kind of how our system works now. Right. Employers have never been required to offer insurance. They did it to retain good employees, to hire good employees.
That's a big part of what we do here at my
That's
company.
That's exactly right. It was never really done for the tax benefit. It just happens to be a perk because it's a very expensive proposition.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
As a business owner, yes, it is.
Yes.
Well, is that pretty much true across the board in other states as well?
Yes.
Similar, right?
Yes,
very similar.
Yes.
Small group and large group. So somebody that is in that 50 and under category, they're going to... you know, there's going to be some of the things you've talked about with the guarantee issue. And all right, that's very interesting, Lisa.
Yes.
Any final thoughts about where we're headed with all this?
Light a candle.
Say a prayer.
Say a prayer. Yeah.
How's this affecting hospitals and doctors? What's going on there?
Well, it's interesting because, and again, we could talk. We only have a little bit of time, but they're not super happy. And when you get into, I've read articles that only half of the people have paid their premium on the exchange. So now the doctors or hospitals think people have insurance, but the premium's not paid. So there are going to be some long-term, you know, pains.
Well, that was going to be my question. I was going to ask, how do you pay when you sign up for one of these plans under the healthcare.gov.
You were supposed to be able to pay through the website and do all that, but that part doesn't work. So now you're actually working directly with the insurance company to
Well, you know, they could just have the IRS come and get that too, right?
Yes, they could just have them come get that part.
Yeah, the enforcers. Reminds me of that movie with Sylvester Stallone, the Judge Dredd, where he was like chief prosecutor, the judge, everything all in one.
Yeah,
he rendered his sentence on the spot. I hope to God that never happens with the IRS. But so the collecting of premiums is a whole other problem or challenge.
Correct.
Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Lisa. Thank God we got Lisa Farah here to help us sort it out. FarahBenefits.com. Lisa, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.